The Warriors with an offensive explosion at Oracle Arena on Sunday evening, hosting the Washington Wizards, and Stephen Curry was tremendous, delivering a game-high 42 points with 9 three-pointers to go with 8 assists. Draymond Green picked up his 5th triple-double of the season with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. And Klay Thompson added 23 points with 4 trays as the Warriors beat the Wizards 139-115 the final. Here's Steph and Draymond.
It's a strong showing. It was a tough task, obviously. All playoff teams and teams you got to execute well on both ends of the floor if you want to beat them. You got to play a full 48 minutes if you want to beat them, and we were able to do that. So want to bottle this up, keep adding pennies to the jar as we go down the stretch of the season. And, be feeling really good about ourselves and build momentum as we go into the playoffs with, 5 games left.
You guys went through that horrible schedule stretch for the kind of, where you got kind of worn down. But through this last week, you guys, you look really fresh. And you got guys like Livingston and Iguodala out there looking like 22-year-olds. I mean, why do you think you guys have so much spring right now?
I don't know. Guys, obviously taking care of their bodies, and the schedule's been a little bit more favorable when it comes to being at home for longer stretches and, game spaced out a little bit more. But other than that, all the work that you put in, you're going to have some ups and downs, throughout the course of the 82-game schedule. It's going to happen. But if you're able to, lay the foundation early, however you prepare your body, however you prepare your mind, so that you can be, at your best, physically and mentally at this stage in the season. That's what true professionals kind of, understand. And we've been through this process, 3-4 straight years, and so we understand, how important it is to be, fresh at this stage and going forward.
Steph, talk to us about the fake out on Gortat. Seemed like his shoes almost fell off there.
I knew I got the pump fake, and he turned around the opposite way. He kind of lost vision, and a little pump fake, and it worked. And obviously, it's nice to make that shot. Just kind of a bang bang play. You try something and see if it works.
Steph, about your game tonight, Klay Thompson said that it was those kind of games where he felt like every time the ball left your fingertips, it was going to go in. Can you put a finger as to why you were in this Steph's going to Steph kind of zone tonight?
What I expect to do every night, even if it doesn't happen. It's the same confidence I have going into every game. So it's nice to start off, made my first 3 shots, I think. And you build a little bit of confidence seeing the ball go in. And then after that, the opportunities I got, and with rhythm shots and just finding openings, the ball was moving all over the court. It was a fun style of a game tonight on the offensive end. So hopefully it keeps going.
Where would that layup that you had there near the end rank on your scale of 10? I mean, could you talk about just what your thought process was when you threw that one up?
I just saw everybody closing in and just kind of showed it on one side, and you work on the kind of English and just creativity around the basket, no matter what hand that you finish with, and you got to get a little friendly roll on the front of the rim, and it dropped in. But when you see all those kind of guys converging, you got to get crafty. If I'm not a guy that's gonna finish over the rim any style, so you got to figure out a different way.
We got a question in the back.
Why do you play so well against John Wall?
I don't know. I mean, he's a phenomenal talent, and when you get in situations with point guard battle like that, you want to play well. You want to have a good night on both ends of the floor, and was able to do that tonight. So we had a goal within or a game within the game tonight of. Washington got us in Washington, so we wanted to make sure we you know, came back and had a good showing against them in our home building. We were able to do that.
I mean, honestly, when you're looking at a schedule like that, I always look and be like, man, we want to go 5-0. But, like, to go 3-2 in that stretch is a bit of success, you know. But to really complete it and go 5-0, and, you know, we still got Minnesota coming in here. It's a tough game as well. But you're talking 5 playoff teams that we just played, and, you know, to win them all, 2 tough ones on the road, you know, it says a lot about where we are. The focus level that we've had, you know, as of late, and, you know, we're trending upward at the right time.
Draymond, it was a 90s theme night. You were born in 1990, and despite your teammates capping on your picture that was on the Jumbotron, which I thought was cute, can you elaborate on what was your favorite thing about the 90s, or like a favorite television show?
I had a bunch of favorite TV shows back then. You know, you're talking cartoons, you're talking Family Matters, Fresh Prince, Martin, you know, all those shows were amazing. And then I always look at, you know, my daughter, and they watch cartoons now, and I just think the cartoons don't even add up now to where they used to be. So, you know, the 90s were great years. Shout out to the 90s babies for sure. And my picture, by the way, I thought the picture was dope. I don't know what they were talking about. No, that was like a staple in my life, though. Every picture I have from back in elementary, early middle school, my knees was ashy. Like, that was just a staple in my life, where you knew. I mean, you know, I was a rough kid now, so I really didn't think lotion was for me. Like, I thought it would make me soft, so I never wore it.
What do you think of that little stretch there where JaVale went for the three and Brandon gave him that push? Steve said he didn't really like the three ball at that point in the game. What did you think of how that went?
Well, we had to shoot a shot, you know, or take a turnover. So we always shoot the ball in that situation. We don't really take turnovers. Whether you shoot a two or a three, like, it's a shot. So I think because it was JaVale, people may say, oh, it's disrespectful. But JaVale actually worked on that. I'm not in favor of him working on it, but he works on that every day. And he got the opportunity to shoot it. I didn't see the push because I actually turned and looked for the rebound. Once I heard the whistle blow, I thought it was just a foul. Like, I didn't see what transpired. I still haven't saw a replay of it either, so whatever.
You guys give Durant a hard time, kiddingly, about fitting in when he comes back to this
Hell
team
no.
is 11 in a row?
Absolutely not. He'll fit it. He'll fit right in. But we don't need him to fit in. You know, I think that's where people kind of get it mixed up. You know, he wasn't brought here to fit in. You know, he was brought here to stand out. You know, and I think that's what's important. We don't need him coming back trying to fit in with what's going on. You know, we need him to come back and be KD. And that's what he'll do. We don't really, you know, joke. Like, it'd be foolish of anyone, especially us, to think that, you know, we're a better team without him, or we'll do whatever we want to do now. So, no, there's definitely no jokes, and, you know, we can't wait till you get back for sure.
What did you think? Where would you rate Steph's layup on his crazy, you know, unreal layup scale? And what did you think of his overall performance tonight?
Ah, man, he was amazing tonight. You know, he was aggressive, shot the ball extremely well. You know, he got a lot of deflections. I think he defended really well. You know, defending John Wall is a tough task. And, you know, I think he did a great job on him. You know, so amazing performance. He carried us, you know, whenever we need a bucket. You know, he was right there to get us a bucket and, you know, kind of stop their runs, you know, or give us runs of our own. So, you know, it was a great night for him, which in turn made it a great night for us.